This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It's a Tuesday. It's very cold. There's still snow coming down here in downtown St. Louis, although we're being told that is going to start to phase out for the initial round of snow, and then we'll get more this afternoon. What's it going to do? I don't know. I do know that Dave Murray is going to join me here in about a half hour, roughly around 8:40, 8:45, and we will get him on to find out what he thinks is going to happen this afternoon. When I first heard about this, I heard a foot of snow. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hearing in the immediate St. Louis area, maybe along the 64-70 corridor, 1 to 3.
Oh, I heard 3 to 5, unless maybe I missed the latest update, but I'll take 3 to 5 over what I initially heard, which was, 6 inches at least up to a foot.
So we're going to play that by ear till we get the expert on here, meteorologist Dave Murray. There have been a few traffic problems. You've been listening to Sue this morning. Some of the roads are kind of snow covered. I mean, it's been snowing since when I hit the road at 3:50 this morning. The snow was coming down. There was a light coating of snow, and that really hadn't let up a lot since then. The snow plows have been out. People have been driving and clearing lanes out there on the roadways, but a lot of schools just went ahead and called it or went for remote learning.
Amy on Facebook says West County already has about 2 inches of snow.
All right. So that's already blown it for their first round because they said it would be an inch or less, probably. We'll find out what Dave thinks coming up at 8:45. Ryan Wiggins in here, of course, at 8:35. And we will get to Chanel Rayon at 8:20. She, of course, is with One America News. Love having her on. She's one of the correspondents who really challenged the White House press briefing room during the Biden years and couldn't get a question asked. They were so awful with how restricted they were. And of course, you couldn't get to Joe Biden anyway. So we'll get to Chanel on all that for you coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, let's get to this morning's top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Well, the comment I would have on that is that for 3.5 years while this conflict has raged, or 3 years while it's raged, no one else has been able to bring something together like what we saw today, because Donald Trump is the only leader in the world that can. So no one is being sidelined here. But President Trump is in a position that he campaigned on to initiate a process that could bring about an end to this conflict.
Yep, that is Marco Rubio being questioned just a few minutes ago about their meeting with Russia to get the ball rolling to try to end the conflict in Ukraine. And Europe is freaking out about it.
This is going to yet again raise the concern about FAA air traffic control staffing. Now, this is a Canadian air traffic control tower.
Tom Costello of NBC, thank you for at least acknowledging that the plane that ended up upside down was in Canada. And Donald Trump had no control over that. But somehow the leftist media in this country still wants to try to connect this and blame the Trump administration.
We work on the principles that liberty is given to each of us. And in the famous words of Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. Thank you.
I don't know. I'll take that challenge. The leftists in this country hate guns. They don't want anybody to have any guns. They don't go out and shoot guns. So how exactly is he planning on fighting back? I would just have to ask.
Now, speaking of church, can I say something? If more folks went to church, we wouldn't be in this mess we're in now.
You know what? I agree with you, Doug. I'd like to shake your hand, sir.
Yeah, Forrest Gump there yesterday on Saturday, I should say, on the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary broadcast there. How disappointing. Now, I know he was reprising a role that he's done before on there because they hate anything right of center on Saturday Night Live. So therefore, they used to love Donald Trump when he would come on there and make appearances before he was a politician. And even once, I think, since he was a politician, right? Wasn't he on there once after he was elected?
Yeah, he hosted.
I thought so.
Well, he hosted before he was president.
Correct. And now they just they try to fillet anybody who might be potentially MAGA. So Tom Hanks has a MAGA hat on, and he's acting like he's afraid of the black man who's hosting Black Jeopardy and suggesting he would start his own show called White Jeopardy.
Well, they made MAGA supporters look trashy. I have only seen like a short clip of it. I have not watched any other parts of it. But at least it's in keeping, it's consistent with what the former president called MAGA supporters, which was that we were trash.
Yeah.
So at least they all are on the same page that if you support MAGA, you are trash.
The bit didn't work. When they did it in 2016, they were showing that Doug was, even though he was a MAGA supporter, had a lot more in common with everybody. But since he was only in for like three lines, that doesn't get established. So it wasn't funny, and it came off not like it did the first time.
When is SNL going to do a bit where they make fun of the word salad that Kamala would spew? Like, she just was talking the other day.
Yeah.
And she just makes absolutely no... She tries to sound so profound, and I know I'm guilty of this sometimes. It's like the Steve Carell line in The Office where you start a sentence, you don't really know where you're going with it, you kind of just keep talking and you hope you find your way along.
That's describes Kamala, yes.
But that is totally Kamala, it seems, 100% of the time.
They've done that, but not nearly as much as they should have. Like they used to roast Dan Quayle and suggest that he was somehow didn't have gravitas and was less than and all that stuff. And they didn't nearly do that to Harris during the time she was vice president of the United States. The bias up there is just accepted at Saturday Night Live. And it's one reason their ratings have tanked over the years. And I imagine they did good on this broadcast simply because people do have fond memories of Saturday Night Live when it used to be funny, when Eddie Murphy and Jane Curtin and all those people were on it years ago, and Aykroyd and Belushi. It was funny. They were breaking new ground back then. And then they let Lorne Michaels let it turn political, and it got less and less funny over the years.
But it could still be political and funny. The problem why it's not funny is because they only joke about one side.
Right, right.
Like when they started taking hits against Biden, and remember the ice cream and Kamala and Doug Emhoff and different things, that was really funny. I think you can go there with some of these things and make those jokes. You just have to make sure it's both sides.
Right, but it is still they still occupy the loony left. So for now, I don't care if I ever really watch SNL again, to be honest with you. I might try to go back and look at some of the clips from Saturday because I didn't get to see it in person. All right, coming up, Chanel Rion joins us from One America News with the latest on what's going on in Washington, D.C. I'm sure she's got some thoughts on Vice President Vance's speech the other day in Europe and the way the Germans are overreacting. One of their ministers broke down and cried because J.D. Vance was mean to him. We'll get to all
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All that coming up.
No one did this better than President Zelensky. Let me conclude, and this becomes difficult.
Oh my gosh. J.D. Vance has made people in Europe cry. Can you believe that? That is a guy named Christoph Hüsgen. And apparently what J.D. Vance said to the Munich Security Conference brought him to tears. He can't believe somebody would suggest he wants to shut down freedom of speech, which, of course, we know they do that in Germany. It's unbelievable. Lucky to have Chanel Rion back on with us from One American News. And Chanel, it's been too long. Welcome back.
It really has, Mark. And I was listening to some of your weather reporting from earlier. You guys are really freezing out there.
It's a mess. They've got schools shut down. Some places might get a foot this evening, but hopefully that's well south of here.
Well, the warmth of knowing that free speech is, in fact, alive and well under this administration and this White House should warm everybody's hearts, no matter where you are in the
country. Well, you're seeing it firsthand, right? I mean, I said the other day, even the leftists who have been complaining so loudly about everything Trump does, all these so-called journalists have to be thrilled with the fact that they had more access to Donald Trump the first week of his administration than they did the last 4 years under Joe Biden.
This is one of the most transparent press offices that they've ever had experience. And I'm talking about both the first and the second Trump White House. The press office under Trump was always accessible. And under the Democrats, they're not accessible. And it goes, Mark, to a much deeper pattern of behavior from the left. And I'm so glad you highlighted for your audience that interaction from Munich. The Germans, of all people, the Germans saying that they actually have free speech. I don't know if any of you caught up with the CBS 60 Minutes show recently, where they followed these the German police officers who were banging down doors, arresting people for posting cartoons. And in their mindset, the need for censorship is driven by the need to protect. And that's the shield that they'll use. And that same mentality is being used by the left, and it was carried out under the Biden White House, where censorship was their insurance policy, whether it was in the briefing room or it was behind the scenes telling DHS to censor voices like mine, to censor Tom Fitton, to censor James O'Keefe. They did that. And we have been uncovering that now. I think people are finally waking up to it. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have an uphill battle. The uphill battle is this. DEI, for the last couple decades, has helped ensure that we've raised an entire generation of people who are not used to critical thinking.
That's a good point. And how about Pete Hegseth at the Secretary of Defense, who has now, correct me if I'm wrong, moved around some chess pieces to make sure that it's not just the same old mainstream media folks who dominate press coverage. Didn't he remove, was it AP or someone like that from an office over there?
That is a glorious story. And it's also a story of how relationships matter. And it's not just Hegseth. I mean, Hegseth and his leadership, he has some fantastic people under him. And these were all folks that I knew from the Trump White House days, that OAN folks have known for years. And they sat back at the White House and they watched my struggles in the briefing room. They watched their OAN struggles and conservative media struggles in that Trump White House briefing room, where you had one organization, the WCA, White House Correspondents Association, censoring access and censoring media voices in that press room by limiting who had access, right? And so those same guys like John Elliott, guys who are in the Pentagon right now working with Hegseth, they remember all of that. And so I will argue they're doing a far better job of shaking up the press at the Pentagon than they are even at the White House.
Yeah,
I've been thrilled to see so far all of Trump's cabinet picks have made it in. I thought Tulsi Gabbard would be tough. I thought that RFK Jr. would be really, really tough. It's Kash Patel next, I think. I mean, what are you anticipating here as he tries to get these final few in?
Look, I'm with you. I thought that RFK would be the toughest. Tulsi would have been the toughest. I thought, the Democrats, there is no fury like a Democrat scorned. And the RFK crowd and the Tulsi crowd, they are the poster people of scorning the Democrat Party in a really, really, really big way. So I thought they would have the toughest time, but the fact that they got through is a blessing, and a blessing for freedom and health. Cash, I always thought, we're friends with Cash. I've known him for years. I personally thought though they were the most upset about the idea of Cash going in there with a Kash Patel hammer, I thought he was going to be the toughest one for them to reject, because he has a clean personal background. He has the experience. He has everything you would want in an FBI director. And that's pretty tough for them to fight back against. The Democrat modus operandi is to either go on your, hammer you on your record or hammer you on your personal life. And they can't do that for Cash. So that's all I have to say on that. I think he's going to get through ultimately, but it's going to come with a lot of kicking and screaming. But that's a sign that they're doing it right. They've picked the right people.
Yeah, it's a great point. Tell people where they can watch you on Fine Point these days, Chanel.
Oh, you can watch Fine Point at OAN. If you download the OAN Live app, that's the easiest way. But if you have Dish or Tubi or any of these other programs, just look up OAN and OAN, get your OAN Live app on your TV or any device that you've got. And you can catch my show every night at 10 p.m. Eastern. We've got an amazing lineup. If you tune in, you'll find Dan Ball, You'll find Matt Gaetz right before me, and then I come right after Matt at 10 p.m. Eastern. So tune in. We've always got some fascinating guests. I had yesterday just a CIA analyst, Sarah Adams, really laying out where we are in the fight against terrorism. So we have a good time on each show.
Yeah,
so tune in. We're on it every night at 10 p.m.
We'll do it. Chanel, great having you back on. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep.
Good to see you guys.
Talk to you soon. Chanel Rayon there, One America News. We're going to be back in just a minute. We'll get Ryan Wiggins in the studio. Stay tuned.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
All right, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, is in studio with us. And before we get started, Ryan, I just have to heap some praise on you because I listened to Wiggins America
this weekend
as I was driving back from Ohio. I got to listen in. And, I mean, it was all great. But that second segment
was out of
this world. Yeah. Maybe the best radio you've ever done.
Thank you very much. I think that one, if I recall, was the one where I replayed a portion of our conversation.
Oh, that must have been it. I knew there was something I enjoyed about that segment, but thank you for
that. So you enjoyed hearing you, is what you're saying.
Just kidding. I heard Kim on there, too, because it was our
this
segment from last week
that Ryan replayed on Wiggins
America.
Yeah.
There are times that I say, well, I already discussed this, so why don't I just play back a portion of the discussion instead of rehashing the whole thing?
Well, we were
smarter,
talking.
Not harder.
Thank you.
Ryan's really inspired by us.
About Ryan's investigative work, looking into those NGOs and where the money went and how it was effectively laundered till it got to wherever the Democrats wanted it to go.
Yeah, we're just scratching the surface on that stuff.
I know.
This next couple of years is going to be nuts.
Is your 300-year-old grandfather still getting Social Security?
I sure hope so. I hope so, because that'll at some point trickle down to me, I think.
I'm thinking it should, right?
What is the recompense going to be for all this? I mean, there's a congressman out. You probably have the sound this morning talking about how this stuff has been definitely laundered overseas for years.
Yes.
And that's how they're doing it, through Social Security. I don't know how you bring somebody to justice who doesn't live in the United States, but there's a lot of people here who are going to be hell to pay.
Yeah. Is that, you said it's cut number three, Carl?
It's Stephen Miller. Queued up?
Yeah, play it, please.
As we know, there's a massive amount of fraud in this country. You have, for example, foreign fraud rings. These are foreign nationals who come into the United States. They use fake Social Security numbers. They use fake identities to steal billions in taxpayer benefits. There's no way to know until DOGE gains full access exactly how much money we're talking about. But over a 10-year normal budget window, you could be talking about saving over $1 trillion by clamping down on massive fraud in our tax and entitlement systems, including, again, those carried out by organized fraud and theft rings. A very important point in all this is to understand that DOGE are subordinate staffers of the federal government. They are political appointees, just like me, just like everyone else in the White House, that serve and answer to the president. So we're not talking about an outside private entity. We're talking about the existing federal staff of the federal government performing their statutory and constitutional duty.
Wow. Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller, you didn't recognize
the voice there. It's stunning because the Democrats' immediate excuse is, well, just because he claims it doesn't mean it's true. Just because he showed us a statistic with thousands of 130-year-old people getting Social Security payments, since the oldest person on record was 122, shouldn't somebody at the IRS or Social Security have thought, maybe we should check into the veracity of this?
Seems like one of those inspector generals that they hire, these like 300 people there that are just there to oversee, the making sure they're all not fraudulent.
You have one job.
What have you been doing? Well, because the president down didn't care.
They didn't want it uncovered. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it's a mess, and it just keeps getting worse every day. It's more blatant, and every day the Democrats complain about it. The American people, old Joe sitting at home who just got back from his job on a bulldozer all day is looking at it thinking, I bust my butt every day to buy eggs, and they're wasting millions of dollars, and they don't care.
We had a great presentation at church this weekend where a charity, we were able to give $23,000 to a a foster care charity.
Oh, nice.
And we present, you know, they presented that on the stage. They said, thank you, everybody who gave year end giving. This is a great gift. We're able to, and here's how many babies, you know, we're going to affect lives. And I sat there thinking, $23,000. We all scraped together to make this gift happen. They're going to be able to operate for half a year on this, you know. $23,000. And these NGOs are just pissing away. Like I say that?
It's true. Billions.
Billions and billions of your dollars that you worked for the same way as you did to give to your charity. And the amount that they've wasted, not just with corruption, but just waste. Just that it didn't do anything. Just drives me crazy.
The show that comes on before ours, they interviewed this guy named Rick Newman. And I don't remember which outlet he's from, but he clearly does not like Donald Trump. And they were talking about any sort of revenue that they could generate from the tariffs. And he, you know, saying, well, of course, Trump hopes that they're going to do that to offset what he wants to do with, you know, tax cuts. But he was saying how I think the number, if I'm remembering correctly, it was like $76 billion. And he's like, well, when you compare that to the trillions of dollars worth of debt, that's like a drop in the bucket. It's like, well, yeah, maybe. But why don't we like that? Like little things like that do add up. You can't just say that that's not going to be effective because it doesn't total the amount of $33 trillion. Nothing you can cut single handedly is going to amount to that. You have to make those quote-unquote smaller cuts, which is still billions and billions of dollars, and that will eventually make a difference.
I hope. I hope they keep doing that anyway. What'd you bring in for us today, Ryan?
Well, are you a gamer?
I am not. I've watched my son game a lot over the years, and every time I try to do it, like on Call of Duty, I just end up walking around in a circle and somebody shoots me, so it's never worked out very well.
Kim, Carl, what about classic games? You guys, anybody classic gamers?
Yeah, like Mario Kart.
I mean, that's getting a little closer.
Mario Party?
We're talking going all the way back to
Pong.
The original.
I did Pong,
Pong
when
is,
I was a kid.
Pong is a little too far back.
Oh, okay, all right, just check
it. There's been big news in the game. I'm not really a gamer, but I love the nostalgia of it. Because I was an 80s kid, and I remember the arcades and stuff. And I still think arcades are cool. But some of these old games, you know, there's these... It's called a kill screen. So you couldn't beat a game. You just got to where the coding ran out, and the game would just basically stop.
Just
it would
end.
Kill you.
Uh-huh.
And there was always glitches in the programming that caused these things. But it was like, oh, you beat Donkey Kong because you got to level 22... Because that's as far as you could get your guy because the timing would just run out. Well, somebody figured out after 44 years, and I've watched videos. I'll spend all weekend watching this. This is so fascinating. 44 years, these gaming communities are huge. Figured out how to beat the kill screen on Donkey Kong. So they unearthed five new levels that nobody had ever seen before on the original arcade Donkey Kong.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Because they figured out that the timer runs down real fast on the kill screen, so you have to beat it within that amount of time. And everybody thought it's impossible because it's like 11 seconds. There's no way to do it. Well, they found a way to climb up certain these broken ladders, if you remember the game. Like some of the ladders were full, some were broken. They found a way to climb up some broken ladders quicker and do it frame by frame. They can, you know, analyze the game that quickly now. So they frame by frame figured out how to get Mario up to the top within that 11 seconds. And then it busted open all these new
five
levels.
Five new levels. That
44
seen?
Years that nobody's been able to do
were
that.
The people they that programmed levels? Those are probably dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, probably.
Well, maybe they're still receiving Social Security checks.
It's right.
Possible.
Yeah, they're very wealthy.
Were they kill levels as well? Or were they just
regular
levels?
No, they kind of, because of the way the programming is, it's like every time Donkey Kong throws a barrel, the timer ticks down. So when you get into the new levels, it would just kind of restart everything. But then five levels later, you hit another one where you can't get past.
I mean, this is a cool discovery, but this to me is the definition of somebody who has too much time in their hands. If this is their life goal, is to figure out how to get past the kill screen.
Absolutely. Although, keep in mind, these people are YouTubers too.
They probably make
and they'll
they
get millions and millions of views on these things. Because people are freaking out in the gaming world. How do you
even
do
that? That's fair. You're right. So I forget about the lucrative part of it.
Yes.
That all the time is not wasted.
But when you watch these videos, you realize this guy probably spent 8 hours just figuring out how to get like one ladder. You know, and then he'll spend the whole next week trying to figure out the next way to go up another couple frames. You know, so it does take an incredible amount
Honey,
of time.
What'd you do at work today?
I'll
figured
you.
Out how to climb up one rung of a ladder.
I defeated the kill switch in Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It's great, honey. Thank you.
But I'm still impressed. I don't even care about
it's impressive.
I'm not the gaming guy, but when I saw that news story, I'm like, wow, that is incredible.
Yes.
It's basically cracking a code.
Yeah.
Is how they
did
it. Yeah.
That's true. So Wiggins America's on 7 o'clock on Sundays, right?
7 o'clock Sunday nights.
Yeah.
7 o'clock Saturday morning.
That's when I listened, was Sunday night. Well done, Ryan Wiggins.
We'll see if this makes a reappearance.
Good. It'll certainly boost the ratings if you do.
Right,
I'm just
right.
kidding. I'm just kidding. All right, back with Dave Murray with the latest weather forecast right after this. So, it's been snowing since about 4 a.m. At least it's tapered off a little bit here in the last half hour downtown. It's covering most of the grass in the park down here. So, that was round one. What happens this afternoon in round two? We've got the man, Dave Murray, our chief meteorologist, on the phone again this morning. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, this is kind of a nuisance snow right now. It's the cold air. It's just some moisture getting squeezed out in the cold. This is not the storm system that's going to come into play later on today.
All right. So this next one, I it looks, maybe I'm wrong, as I've watched this over the last 24 hours, it looks like the snow line has shifted a little bit south. Am I wrong about that?
Well, it's the heavy snow line is definitely south. We've got this deep Arctic cold, some moisture coming up from the south. Typically for us, the cold air, dry air always wins in this situation. And that's what's taking place. So the numbers continue to come down a little bit. We are still going to see snow. It's going to be a really dry, Rocky Mountain type snow, real fluffy type snow. And because the ground temperatures and the air temperatures are so cold, it will cause some problems. There's going to be some travel impacts. But it's mainly going to be overnight tonight. And I'm kind of liking right now by early Wednesday morning about 3 inches across St. Louis. However, you go north, you'll barely find any snow at all. You go south, you're going to find more and more snow from Jeff City to Farmington over to about Chester, talking about 8 to 12 inches of snow. So that is a real fine line between not a lot and a lot.
Yeah.
And we won't be dealing with any of the sleet or freezing rain that some of us had to deal with last week.
No, not at all. This is bone dry, cold air all the way up in the atmospheric profile. So this is all snow. This would be something you'd see like in Aspen or in Vail or portions of Wyoming, you know, Jackson Hole kind of type snow.
Well, the skiers will like that, right? Out in Eureka?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and it's certainly cold enough to be making snow.
Man alive.
They're pumping those guns left and right.
Yeah, I don't know. So as cold as it's going to get, we're not getting any relief there either for a little while, right?
No, several days. And if we do get, you know, a couple of inches of snow on this, it will keep the temperatures really, really cold. But again, it's a dry snow, so that will tend to melt quickly once we get a sunny day. That's not coming until Thursday. But yes, we are definitely dealing with some deep cold, colder than what we had in January. Just to give you an idea, the average high this time of year should be 47 degrees. So we're 30 degrees below average over the next couple of days. Don't think we hit any records. The records are about -3, -4, but you know, it's going to be close. It's going to be close.
Dave, we did have a listener earlier mention on social media they already had about 2 inches they'd measured in Chesterfield. So you're looking potentially another 3 on top of that. That's a decent snowfall.
That's an okay snowfall, yes. I know the snow bunnies would be much rather down in Farmington, but you have to take everything in perspective.
This has to be well over our normal snow totals for the year, right?
Yeah, we're pushing just about where we should be.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
After this snow, and we still remember Groundhog Day just halfway through winter. Ugh. You know, snow in St. Louis goes all the way through March. I have an old saying that I learned from a couple of farmers a long time ago: never trust the weather until after Easter, and Easter's late this year, and it does look like early spring is going to be quite cold.
Woo. All right. Dave,
good news for you.
More good news. Thank you. Dave Murray, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, take care of yourself. Chief meteorologist Dave Murray, he thinks another 1 to 3 inches in the main St. Louis area, a lot more when you get just a little bit south. I mean, he said Jeff City through Farmington, Chester, Illinois, 9 to 12 inches. So
yikes.
Be safe down there. Not a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk to be found,
no.
I'm sure, in those areas. All right. That's going to do it for us. Brian Kilmeade in here in just a few minutes. We will get Annie Fry and Mark Reardon a little later this afternoon. Sue Thomas might just have a hands-full commute this afternoon from 3 to 6 on the Reardon Show. We'll see you back here. No matter what happens in the weather, we'll be here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.